Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
It's Carrie Hutchins. She had the biggest I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, I heard she got breast reduction surgery.
What? Making your smaller? It's like slapping God across the face for giving you a gorgeous gift.
She had back problems, man. And it's not just making them smaller. They completely reshape them. They make them more supple and symmetrical.
I gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
Come on.
I'll tie it into his call.
Okay.
It's what I like about Gus Malzahn, the head coach at Auburn. If they run a play and it goes 15 yards, he'll run the same play three times in a row until his opponent stops him. That's the same thing with the closings. We got so much great reaction. Let's keep running it.
Okay, but we get great reaction on fake Tiger. But if I proposed we do right. fake Tiger every That's single day.
It's a different standalone thing.
What?
Okay.
Tell
me more about this.
Well, this is something that's sprinkled in for 15 seconds. It's not a four-minute bit.
But the...
I just think it's fascinating that I do something funny and you feel so threatened about it that you got to question it and peel back the curtain so much that we don't even do it anymore.
What do you mean?
You go, Gordon, ruined it for everybody once again.
How did I ruin it?
By what I just said.
Okay, I got a text of the Russian guy's podcast. It's all a bunch of links to eBay. You should be able to search his username on eBay and see what he's been buying and selling.
Fair setup over there. Two of you can take that bed area.
Hey!
Donner, take over that station.
What's going on?
This department's being absorbed by Homeland Security.
Homeland Security?
Look, your little game of going over people's heads is over. You can still work, but from now on you answer to me. You got that?
Excuse me, who's in charge here?
I am.
Yeah, well, not anymore, you're not. This department has just been assigned to the FBI.
That's outrageous! On whose order?
On order of the Secretary of Defense. You had your shot, now I'm in charge.
Not anymore, you're not.
Orders just came down from Central. They want ATF handling this on all fronts.
All right, people, from now on you're answering to me.
Not anymore, they're not. Orders from the President. He wants this handled by his staff personally. Now Nelson is in charge.
Not anymore, I'm not.
All right, I think I can handle that. Tell me when you're ready.
Hold on. I'm ready.
This is Chris Young of the Texas Rangers, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the radio.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone. Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
And an abortion.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
I have to vote for the chickens.
Blake Jones. Ooh, Blake Jones.
Video games.
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
F*** everybody! Take that with you!
Hell yeah, bitches! Hell yeah!
All right. All right, all right. A little mix-up, a little change-up. It is Friday. It is TBF. You know what that means? It's double F. It's Tallboy Friday, bro. Come
okay,
on.
Sorry, yeah.
Why you look so confused?
Tom Brady Friday? I mean, that works, too. We have more Tom Brady talk today, but I
Ooh,
was...
Ooh, TB12. Today's Friday the 12th.
Oh, wow.
Boy, numbers, 5:55. It's Flannel Friday, although I'm looking at Julie is not wearing a flannel.
It basically is.
Looks like a sweater.
What's going on here?
It's not a sweater. You guys have worn this before, and you guys didn't even notice.
Just because it has an Argyle print.
It's got the flannel
sort of...
print on it.
Yeah.
You know what? These Flannel Fridays, they just keep on coming, and my wardrobe can't really keep up.
Looks like everybody else is in compliance.
After the beating that I've taken.
This is still flannel. Like, you just completely forgot. I'm just wearing a different version of flannel.
You're going to attack our CEO like this?
Well, I'm going to at least lodge a complaint.
She can just use the rules.
With HR. Bodie over
they
here.
They change depending on her mood.
Given the reprimands I was handed.
We can't...
what?
We can't be at the whims of a female CEO's moods.
That's the thing.
Those are so...
I'm in a fine mood.
That's the thing. That's one of the funniest things I remember growing up is that, you know, even like my mom, who was a real independent woman, started a business when she was 17 that she still runs today. The ultimate just independent woman. Need no man. I'll deal with these businessmen. Yeah. I remember her distinctly as a kid being like, can't have a female president. You know that. We just, they're too emotional. We can't, it's just not, it's not in the cards. I'm like, if you think that.
Did she once tell you that you can't have a female referee?
No, she did not. She did not predict Sarah Cooper's inspiring girl bossified Super Bowl because flag throwing.
When they did send it down to the sideline report, they said she did say she, working the game, she kind of had tears in her eyes when talking about it, and you just wondered.
We skipped over that. I've never seen Ed Hockley cry.
No.
But, sure.
Unless it was because he was just bawling out so hard.
Right. If somebody yells at her. Anyways, that's one.
Anyways.
That's one demerit for Julie, I think.
I think it still counts. I think today is a triple F frozen flannel Friday. How about that? I was going to say before I was attacked. For the second time today.
It is very cold.
Yes.
Luckily, freezing. We're stocked up with wood.
Oh, good.
If you know what I mean.
Right below the den. By the way, it's show number 236 with Dan and Jake. So, officially, the history books will say show number 236 of The Hang Zone. You might have just heard of that a couple days ago, though, or yesterday.
Sometimes I have dreams of I wish I would have moved to a big city in the, I don't know, Chicago or New York or something. Because I think I can generally handle the cold okay. Of course, everyone says
that. And then you get one day like this, and you're like,
It's not so much that as much as it is, I don't know what people with small children do when there are long stretches where you can't at least have them go outside.
Yeah, what if you had 90 days in a row of this?
Your kid is just inside the whole time? I think I would probably be arrested. So,
or 100, I'll
take Texas.
We've had 100 days of 100 degrees in a row, haven't we? Something like that?
Yeah, but you can still do activities.
Yeah,
like
you can manage
right.
That.
That's why. Yeah. Okay, and then show 195 here in the Octopus Orifice. Let's be great. We'll do that.
Let's be great. Let's be great.
I don't know.
Let's be great.
We'll keep
let's be great.
Doing this every day. I don't know.
Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
But, yeah, that's why growing up I said I will live somewhere warm. And I used to visit Uncle Gary here in Arlington in the summers in the 80s and said, yeah, I'll take 100 degrees every day.
Mm-hmm.
And even to this day, I try not to complain. I'll complain a little bit, but try not to complain when it's warm because it's better than being this. And this isn't even – this would not be a brutal Cleveland day. This might be a nice Cleveland day in the middle of the winter. Because at least the ground isn't covered with snow and half-melted, dirty, brown snow. And
wind's not too bad.
Yeah. Like, up there, it's at least 100 days in a row of just horrid
jeez.
Weather.
I would be so grumpy.
And here, you know, within a week, it'll be different. It might be 60 in a week.
In fact, I believe it is supposed to be 60 in 9-10 days.
So you always know, even if there's the snow is covering the ground, and you've built a snowman, which is fun to do occasionally. It'll be a lot nicer very soon. And today is a bit gray, but you generally get some nice sunny skies with your cold weather here. That's another thing.
I just think we're dreading Monday.
Yeah, Monday's going to be tough.
The low of 1. We don't get that much around here.
It's not right.
The low of 1, actual 1?
Actual 1, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you got your, the pipes can freeze, and I don't know. Does anybody cover
up? We don't know what to do around here.
Yes, science.
I only know any what plants? To do after listening to the Musers and hearing Gordon instruct George and Greg on what.
Do you know what to do now?
Unhook my water hoses. I know that.
Uh-huh. I've never done that, but I haven't run the water hose in a while, so I think it's okay.
That's a bit of a challenge. I feel like you're making there. Don't touch him.
What's he got? The ultimate.
I think I'm not going to touch him.
You did have that geyser a couple months ago.
That's true.
That's
your
right.
Pool pump busted right in the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, that pool's causing more problems than anything. Mark Folliwell checks in with a weather fun fact that this is the anniversary of the coldest day in Dallas history, 1899. I suppose recorded history, right? They said it was 8 degrees below zero.
Did they just put a finger up to feel the wind? How'd they do that?
Yeah. Look at their little almanac.
they consulted with the witch, the
right.
local
right.
the local witch, who then had to be killed once she gives the weather forecast. just to prove that she was correct. If she didn't die, then she was not correct, and they had to hang her. Boy, we got a lot of stuff. Got a new show name?
I heard about that.
So the P1s, there are some P1s who are really into listening from noon to three that are on board with the name. Some are not. But, you know, what are you going to do? We'll just change it next week. I mean, that's kind of what we do. We read... We can,
the Bone Zone.
We can change along with the weather, just like local sports teams or politicians. When we see something going one way, we'll just totally change.
I'm just glad people care, Dan. That's
but I
what
saw
I learned from you.
Turning themselves or terming a few of themselves the Hang Gang, and I've always been really against radio shows that have a
yeah.
I mean, I like
gang,
P1s
gang, 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 gang,
because
gang,
P1s gang, was this gang, organic gang, thing that the Hardline started. Mike Reiner started it way back when a consultant said never. Here's the terms for if you don't know why people are called P1s, I believe, and I might mess it up a little bit, but I'll get the general framework right, that a consultant was in talking to them about ratings and how ratings work, and let's look at this, and... look, here's your real base of listeners. We're going to call them P1s because priority one, that's the ticket is priority one. So you could see 40% of your whole listenership is they're P1s. And then 35% are P2s where they would usually choose, you know, the Bone or something. It would be their first choice, but their second choice is the ticket. You know, so those are P2s, and if your third choice, etc. But you want to really serve those P1s because they're the ones that spend more time listening, and that's important, and you want them to blah, 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 blah. But they said in this meeting that I was not a part of, so I'm just telling a secondhand or third-hand story. Don't ever say that on the air. That's using technical radio terms, and don't do that. So Mike Reiner, if you know anything about Mike Reiner, he's kind of like a lot of us, right? In that that means that day on the air, he started referring to all listeners as P1s. And it stuck. It hit. But it was organic. And that's kind of where I was going with if the some certain P1s want to call themselves the Hang Gang, okay. I'm not sure I'm going to embrace it right yet.
Yeah, it's catchy,
but
obviously.
But if it became a thing,
but the thing about
then
P1
I would, but...
is that's a full-time job. I don't necessarily want to break people off as noon to threeers, you know? I don't need them. We don't need our own tribe. I want people to listen. I want people
to the entire ticket?
Yeah. Tune in Elf on Sunday, you know?
And work in progress.
Well, now you've gone a little too far. work in progress. Okay, yeah.
I enjoy my ticket Sundays quite a bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Jam.
Yeah, for sure. I like, you know, it's, you're up early, kid, whatever. Don't want Elf. Don't want work in progress. It's fun.
I record Mino's show And then I replay it at one half speed so I can hear it longer.
You don't want to miss anything.
Right. You know how some people play podcasts
at
one and a half times speed or two times speed, which just shows you are insane and you should.
Your brain is broken.
Reevaluate everything you're doing.
Yeah.
If you need to listen to people sped up in order to listen to more things. I think. I don't know. And so part of the big name change, we did mention this earlier, yesterday, was we do have a new website, which is thehangzone.com. And, you can go on there, get some merch, got some new, t-shirts and stuff like that. So, oh, and we have a new song, which is really fun. Love what Jordan put together. Do we even have time to do this? Spent so much time telling great stories.
We got a full show.
We have it.
But yeah, the open, you know, it's going to evolve. We'll try out a couple different things, and I think one of those different things was today. And
this was just stuck in my head. Oh, how about I plug it in? This was stuck in my head all last night, just the whole.
It's a bop.
Hey, now.
It makes me feel like it's a talk show, which is what I've always wanted.
Yeah, I really like that. Our boy Jordan Richardson put that together. So hopefully that will get stuck in your head at some point, and it's something you won't hear at, you know, a local arena near you,
yeah.
I don't think, only because it was produced just for us.
Or so. Another radio show.
To me, that
it's
feels...
not possible.
To me, that feels kind of cool. All right, I said do we have time only because we do have something scheduled, something on the sked for next that I'm really excited to get into. We are going to have on a good friend of ours, Chris Young. He is the GM of the Rangers. That'll lead us off in DFW Sports Today as Chris Young, the guy behind the Elvis trade. So let's discuss that and more next on The Ticket.
The Ticket.